A pioneer of California wines, Robert Mondavi, has died. He was 94 years old. Mondavi passed away today at his home in the Napa Valley, where he made his fortune and did so much to elevate California in the world of wine. Mondavi started his own winery back in 1966. Joining us now is Julia Flynn Seiler, author of The House of Mondavi and contributing writer for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome, Ms. Seiler.
Thank you, Noah. I'm glad to be here.
Take us back a little bit. We've got Robert Mondavi with Italian heritage and a Stanford business degree. How does he get started and make a success in California wines?
Well, beginning in the 1930s, as he was just leaving Stanford University, his father said to him, "Let's buy a derelict winery in the Napa Valley." And Robert worked extremely hard, and he worked tirelessly, in fact, to kind of convince the world that America could produce wines that were just as good as those from the great chateaus of France. He went to Europe. He brought back new winemaking techniques. He participated in the wine tasting craze that caught on in the 60s, and he preached a gospel that drinking wine was part of a civilized life. And by doing that, he helped turn a country that had preferred Coca-Cola and cocktails in the 1950s into a nation of wine drinkers by the 70s and 80s and 90s.
And he's making pretty good wine, I guess.
Very good wine.
There was a very famous feud between Robert Mondavi and his brother. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Yes. In the fall of 1965 in California's Central Valley, there was a family gathering. And Robert and his younger brother, Peter, got into a fist fight. And ironically, it was a fist fight that was touched off by the purchase of a mink coat. And when their mother saw that her younger son, who's still nicknamed Babe, had marks on his throat, the two brothers, by one account, were rolling around the dust, throttling each other, she banished Robert from the family winery. And he went about 5 miles down the road in the Napa Valley to start his own winery that got the nickname Robert Mondavi University because it became a training ground for so many great American winemakers.
Did the family business stay together? That's a hard thing to do.
Well, no. Robert Mondavi was a very charismatic man, a visionary, but he also was a complex character, and he ended up suing his family when he felt that they were taking advantage of him concerning his stake in the original family winery. He ended up in a lengthy, years-long lawsuit with his younger brother, Peter, and his mother and his sisters, and he ultimately won his case, but at a very great emotional cost. The family was estranged for many, many years. And his winery did go public in 1993, but sadly, in a kind of repetition of that pattern, Robert and his own sons couldn't get along, and so there was a board coup which resulted in a forced sale of the company for more than $1 billion in 2004. It was a very sad ending, and he didn't want to sell his winery.
And the wine, in the end, did it stay at a high quality?
Well, there were quality problems, which I think that the new owners, Constellation, are addressing.
Julia Flynn Seiler, author of The House of Mondavi, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.